אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
We are reading chosen excerpts from the source materials on the topic of the 9th of Av. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Chosen excerpts on the topic of the 9th of Av. We are in excerpt number 14 from the introduction of the Marchu to the Gate of Introductions. The young Meir said, one who is indigent in the thousands, Chaim Vital, while I was 30, my forces were weakened. I sat contemplating, my thoughts were contemplative, and the harvest has passed, the summer has passed, and we were not saved. There was no healing to our disease, to our sickness. There is no salvation to our flesh, and no good came to the blows and the ruin of our temple, which is now 1,504 years from its ruin. Woe unto us, for the day has ended, one day of the Creator, which is 1,000 years, and the shadows of the evening have deviated, which are 504 years, more than the half of the second day, and all the ends have come to an end, and still the Son of David, Messiah, has not come. And it is known that those of our forefathers said that every generation in which the temple was not constructed is as if it was ruined in its times. And I shall give my face to study and know what this is, and how we will prolong our end and our exile, and why the Son of Ishai has not come.
Meaning, we were as a group in the days of Abraham. Abraham asked, how will I know that I will inherit it? How can we achieve the general correction? So the Creator said, only through the exile, because your land, your seed, your descendants will be foreigners. Fine. Abraham understood he has to be included in a very big egoistic desire, which is called exile. They were included in the exile. It's called the exile of Egypt. Pharaoh, it's only called that. We're talking about an internal state within the group that also went through a kind of ruin. Although on their level, it didn't have to be a ruin, but the Egyptians that permeated. Egyptians meaning desires to receive all kinds of bad desires, desires not for a connection. So they began to separate and set the Jews apart. Jews are those who think about unity among themselves and with the Creator. So it turns out that they absorbed all those foreign thoughts, intentions into them. This is called the exile, entering them. And then they became fit for redemption, meaning there was nothing more to do in the will to receive. They were included in it, and now they're going out to correct it. So now the time has come, and they went out by force. They didn't want to come out. They had problems. They needed all the plagues and to make them want to come out of the ego, because all of a sudden it was nice in the ego. They wanted to stay in it, just like we do now. So 10 plagues will come on us as well. On us, meaning on the Pharaoh within us, within each one, and on all of us together, until we suffer such blows that we will want to get rid of them, to bring out of ourselves that egoistic desire that separates us, which is called Pharaoh. And then, when through the 10 plagues, we will drive out the will to receive in order to receive, we will be able to rise to the next stage of correction, which is to receive the Torah, where we pledge to be in avut, in connection, and we want to get the strength that connects us. We want it to connect. And that it will come and correct. That for us is coming. For the time being, we are committing the sin of the golden calf. We're receiving, we're not receiving the breaking of the tablets until we finally accept and assume the method of the reforming light and begin to use it. When we begin to use it, it takes 40 years until we correct ourselves by the degrees called 40 years. Into bestowing in order to bestow. After the correction of bestowing in order to bestow, there is a correction within the desire in receiving in order to bestow. To receive in order to bestow is called Eretz, land, the land of Israel, not the desert anymore. Because it's a desire. We are correcting the desire. Through activities in it, we can perform acts of reception in order to bestow. And reception in order to bestow is a construction. So we build. We enter such a desire and build ourselves in receiving in order to bestow. And this is called the building of the temple. The first one, then the second one, etc. After both temples break, as we learn in the world of Nikudim, the first connection was done through Abba Ve'ima, the second was through Yesut, the Melachim of Dachgat, Melachim of Tanhim. It broke, was ruined. That's it. Now we need to wait until all those Kelim fall and break, until it all happens. And then the sequence of correction begins. The sequence of correction must begin according to what Kabbalists revealed from the time of the Ari onward. This is why in those days, in the 16th century, such a high soul manifested, the Ari, revealed and showed the method, just like Baal HaSulam. He was revealed and showed us the method of correction. Now we have to use it. So Rav Chaim Vital, who was the disciple of the Ari and through whom we have all the writings of the Ari, everything he taught, the Ari didn't write anything. Chaim Vital wrote everything. So it turns out that he sits and weeps. And this is what he's weeping about. That when I was 30 years of age, I was faint and weak because all of the dates, so to speak, have passed already when we should have achieved corrections, and we still have no corrections. The Son of David did not come. Why did he not come? Because the people aren't ready. They're not demanding it. There is no coercion in spirituality. There cannot come some upper light and start doing something. There has to be a man that comes first, meaning a lot of work, efforts, deficiencies, revealing of deficiencies, prayers, good deeds, when they want to achieve corrections by themselves, but they can't. And then they understand, we have to ask. And out of these efforts, they understand what to ask. Through prayers, man, and good deeds. So, this is what we need to come to. And this is why the son of Ishai, the Messiah, has not come. Yes.
Why is that cessation from the 16th century to the 20th century? What did those 400 years pass for? Why couldn't it be like 100 years and the 17th century, something to happen and the correction to happen? Why did we need 400 more years?
Baal Shem Tov asked the Messiah, when will he come? When will he finally come? The Messiah said, what did he say? Do you know? You don't? Oh man, you're so ignorant. The Messiah said, when your fountains are revealed outside. So this is what we need to do. How can light come and begin to correct the kelim if the kelim don't want it? If they don't know what they're living for? If they don't care what they're living for? As long as they fill up their days from dawn to dusk. We live 100 years. We fill it up for 100 years. 200 years, we fill it up for 200 years. In the meantime, we're depleting and ruining Earth, but there's no purpose in our existence.
All right, but this has been right, correct for 400 years. Why couldn't we just do like that? So in the 16th century, they were bad things. Why not go the next year?
Who are you trying to accuse?
I'm not accusing. I'm just saying there's a system that works.
Right. So according to the system that works, there's an awakening from above. The Zohar, according to which the Zohar and the wisdom of Kabbalah had to be concealed until the time of the Ari. From the time of the Ari onward, we have to wake up. So the awakening came to us through Baal Shem Tov. He circulated the method of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah. Practically, in a practical manner, and from him, we get this through all kinds, through various Kabbalists that lived in those generations since the 16th century until today. The last one was Baal HaSulam, Rav Kook, and Rabash. Yes?
I'm saying, and I'm asking again, so what's the point in those 400 years? What did we merit there? What did the system gain by 400 years passing from that time of the Holy Ari till our time? What progressed in the world except for corruption that is deteriorating more and more? Well, that's what we're seeing today. So what? It's happening even faster than 50 years ago?
The light is entering the kelim, but the kelim don't feel it. This is called the path in its time. The kelim are going through corrections nonetheless, but there are such corrections that happen through blows. It is prolonged, not with the consent of the lower ones, of course, not by the awakening of the lower ones, but this is what happens.
Meaning that there was a possibility after the Ari for there to be an awakening of the lower one and the whole, and we would have ended the correction like in the 17th century? Was there such a possibility and we missed it?
Probably. Probably so. Just like Baal HaSulam writes, somewhere in the days of Saburai, there were a few instances where it was almost possible to make the end of correction. But I don't know about these things. I'm totally serious. I don't know about these things, and I don't see anyone who can understand it. And that's what Rabash said too. That maybe he didn't want to say, I don't know, but this is what I heard. That these things, it's hard to understand them correctly. That's why they're not revealed. There are no secrets except, it's like hiding from a child something that might harm him for the time being. When he grows up and understands, you will open everything to him. Okay? Clear. All right. What?
In truth, this topic evokes many questions. The main question is a method that's been revealed. And for all these 100 years, it's like we're looking for the implementation of this method, how to implement it. Is it correct to say so?
So what? It is so. So implement it. Start teaching, learn the method on yourself, and pass it on to others. What's the question?
So why didn't we succeed to implement the method?
Because you're probably not succeeding. You probably don't want it enough. You're asking why? If there are rules, we are in a circular system. It's a sphere. Within that sphere, there are rules only, laws. Laws and laws and laws, all of which are interconnected and are summed up in a simple formula, Havaya. That's all there is. Everything is closed up. Now, try to go into it and work, but work according to the law, not however you want. So you need to learn these laws, be included in them, and see where you can add of yourself, of your own. At least in dissemination, you can certainly add. You will not know the wisdom of Kabbalah until you attain it. We're learning only to awaken the lights. But to understand what we're learning in Pticha and Talmud Sosfirot, I can ask you 1,000 questions in one page, and you can't answer them. You can't, because they'll be clear only by attainment. It's concealed. What does it mean it's concealed? It doesn't go according to our intellect or feeling. It's not according to our structure. So how can we understand what is happening there until we change according to the upper world? I won't know and won't understand. So what's left for us is to work in the group, which perform activities there, which can bring us closer to the spiritual world in practice, and circulate this method of group and practice within the group, circulate it to everyone. And you can do this. Any beginner can do this. Because for this, you don't need to have attainment. We think that in order to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, I have to have attainment. You don't. It's written how to organize a group, study it again and again, and teach it to others again and again. And that's it. And learn in order to draw reforming light. You have everything. It's only 2 things. Work in the group and learning. And both are done in the group. So, afterwards, you're asking, why isn't the Messiah coming?
Maybe previous generations, I don't understand. But right now, there is a method and there's the implementation, which is the main thing now.
Yeah. And look at the conditions we're given. Look at the external conditions we're given. Every day, the pressure on us grows. Why? Because out of the pressure, we can advance. The more we advance today, the more specific will be the pressure tomorrow. It'll be more effective, more pushing us toward the goal, because we will be more focused through our current learning. So we have to do it.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, that pressure is felt as suffering. How, like you just said right now, how not to feel it as suffering and to see it as an opportunity that we...
Through participation in the group. This is what the group has to do.
In the connection in the group.
Through connection in the group, all the suffering becomes a lever. Let's go.
We're moving to excerpt number 15 from the Rahu, the Gates of Sanctity. Our sages said, the hatred of people emerges a person from the world.
Takes the person out of this world, meaning higher up. Not, it doesn't put him to death. It helps him rise. The hatred of people.
And here he hates, apparently, the Creator for creating him. It's written, the second temple had righteous and great sages, and it was not ruined but due to the hate, the unfounded hatred. And the end was not prolonged and did not end but for the reason of unfounded hatred. Moreover, but the rest of the transgressions were not done but at their time. But unfounded hatred is always in the heart. And at any given moment that he passes one of those, you will not hate, and the cancellation of the mitzvah of doing love thy friend as yourself. Moreover, but it was said about this mitzvah that this is a great rule in the Torah, as everything depends on it.
Yes, if we yearn for connection between us to the point of love in every single ten, by this we are observing the Torah and are bestowing, imparting the light of love that we create among us in the ten upon the whole world. Okay? What?
Can I ask what's happening now? Like what I'm seeing in the country right now, it's written every day there's unproportional violence on all the levels.
It's nothing yet. You'll see what violence there will be. It is written, a person hates his own household. The people that you will live with in the same apartment will hate you. Why are you smiling? Yes, that bad. We don't know what is our ego. Our ego, our big ego, can heat you up, incite you with hatred toward the very closest people to you. You will loathe them. You will want to harm them. Why? The ego decides. It makes the rules. There is no answer to it. It's an internal force that dictates for you what to do. This is why it's written that a person hates his own household. It is written about mothers cooking their children and eating them. And more and more. I'm telling you, it's not an exaggeration. It's not as if it is said that this is what might happen in practice. And soon. Unless we think about the real correction.
That's really what's happening. It starts with babies, and people are stopping in parking lots and beating each other and doing things with no reason.
What do you mean there's no reason? The will to receive decides. Don't say that there's no reason. It means you have to correct.
So what is he saying to us?
It means you have to correct a person. Every single person. There has to be a system that tends to every single one and helps them understand what is bad about them, how they have to correct it, and that there's no choice, and what they gain by correcting.
So, from the beginning, at least, people need to understand what needs to be done, how to stop this, because it's like a wave that is...
Good, so now you know what you have to do.
What?
Do everything so that people understand what they have to do, so it doesn't happen.
But what they need to understand, how to explain? Or?
You have to think about how. What do you want from me? But the fact that you don't know doesn't exempt you from having to do it. You are obligated in every language, in every way, to explain to them the reason for their suffering. It's seemingly good, yes? You're a doctor, a physician. A patient comes to you and says, and he's holding his side like that. What do you tell him? Wait, let's do some tests and see what's going on with you, what hurts, what's hurting you, and we'll know how to cure you. So, as a doctor, a spiritual doctor too, you need to do it. Do it. That's the work. You understand this work in corporeality, now do it in spirituality.
What's the disease? Yesterday I had a situation like that. A public servant, he was stuck in the middle of the work, and in the place he was seeing, it was someone with his dog wanted to beat him up, and nothing. And he came with pain in his chest and all that. What's the cure for him?
He came to you with chest pains.
Yes, after violence at work, he came to me in Petah Tikva.
Right, violence. What did you tell him? You don't need to calm him down. You have to explain to him what is going on.
So what would you explain? How? What? I mean, he's in shock. Everyone's in shock for what's happening.
You feel it on your patients?
For sure, yes. It's a 40-year-old man who stumbled upon a person that was with his dog. He says, please move. I'm doing my work here. He wanted to kill him.
Our will to receive is so conspicuous, it's so obvious already, that it's easier to explain what is going on. What is the reason? Who's to blame? It is written about it, go to the craftsman who made me. Teach people how to turn to the group and through the group to that same force that is in the group that will correct us.
So that's the will to receive, that simply reached such a degree that it can't tolerate anyone and it just wants to...
Yes, what does it mean he can't stand anyone? He won't even be able to stand his own family, his own kin. He won't know how to come out of his own skin. And he will want to. Doesn't it ever happen to you that you're so angry you don't know what to do with yourself? This will be the permanent state.
It was written yesterday also another situation with one of my patients in the emergency room that slapped the head of the ER. He just wanted to explain to him what's going on with his relative. He went and he poured coffee on him. It's simply without, while he was explaining to him what's going on there.
People can't restrain themselves anymore. We have to build a few more prisons. That's the correction. Yes.
Whoever comes to Vlad for sure needs some kind of help and come, but one that was with the dog and threatened that person, I'm not sure that he is even aware that...
I don't know. Are they already handing out cannabis? Free? Is it free? Because there's still some hope. I don't know. I hear that... Give him a microphone. I can't hear him.
The problem is that there's a lack. It's not enough for everyone. All the farms that we have are not enough to supply to all the people for several months. Where there's a lack. Even medical cannabis is missing. Those who have a permission, it's missing.
No, we don't care prescription or prescription. Give it to us so we can just calm down. I don't care about. Prescriptions. The government is playing with it. They want to show it's in their hands, as if they know what they're doing. Just calm people down, and that's it. So they sit quietly. You doctors should go out and demand. Now you'll have 2 or 3 times more patients a day in a single day. Can you handle it? It's impossible. No, no, no. We need to do something. Something needs to be done. I hope you too with me, yes? Think that only the wisdom of Kabbalah can help. The explanation, the correction method, but at least for the time being, I'm telling you, we are already behind. We have to hand out some means of sedation to calm people down because people can't hear. They can't listen. They need to have the same frequency as the explanation, you know? Why, where from, there needs to be some kind of calm in the mind and in the heart. Because it's like the saying, the words of the wise are heard in peace. The time is beautiful. You'll see what will happen. It's the revelation of evil in this beautiful way, so beautiful that we won't know where to run. And at the same time, you'll be sitting, just like now, not knowing what to do. So what's going to happen? Yes, Dudi?
I didn't understand why we should calm down people with marijuana. Is it not going to blur their need for correction?
For now?
Why should we blend it down?
It's closer to them, to the government and to the people.
No, but relative to the correction, what's closer? For the problem to be revealed. For there to be a recognition of evil.
Soon there will be a law that in every food you buy, the cannabis will be therein. It'll be written, 5%, 10% cannabis. That's it. And you won't need to chase this powder or plant, whatever. You'll just get it, and it'll calm you down.
So I'm saying what? So 5-10% of blurring the recognition of truth.
The government has no other means. No other means. Doctors have no other means. This is why they agree. This is why everyone agrees. What are you going to do? Build 10 more jails? You'll have courthouses filled from morning to night, more than now?
From the side of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
From the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Until you reach people, they are so stressed out, so nervous, that today they can't even listen. Only a tiny fraction of them can listen to what is happening and how to come out of it. The rest are just trembling with anxiety. They're just trembling with anxiety.
So isn't this anxiety awakening more and more questions of what's going on with us? Till when? Till where?
Yes, but can't you feel on yourself that sometimes you're so stressed that you can't hear, can't listen? You need some place in your mind that is free, vacant, without pressure, where you understand and feel and hear, and you can compare things. So I'm saying the majority of the public today, or at least soon, will be in such a state that they won't be able to listen. How to get rid of it? I see that when I speak to people who come to talk to me, it takes a lot longer than before. And intelligent people, people from with very enlightened people, well educated. It takes quite a bit of time compared to before until they get my frequency and see and follow my explanation. Not intellectually. It's because of the pressure. Even if they're not aware of it, it is this kind of undercurrent pressure.
And the calming down will help everyone hear more?
Yes, we're all dependent on everyone else. We're all in one system, every person in the world. This is why it affects everyone.
And it's calm that we're going to drug the people?
It's not calm, but at least it's an ability to listen, to be able to listen.
This doesn't blur the problem?
I don't know, but I'm not talking specifically about cannabis or something, whatever. I'm saying this great tension that is now spreading throughout the world and will be erupting more and more every month. It gets worse. And now nature, too, is getting into it. very strongly. I think it's not like it will interfere with the correction. Of course not. But still, our work, we have to take it into account. Yeah. If you were sitting here without an air conditioning, without the air conditioning, would you be? You'd be a lot less attentive. Or if there were noises outside, we have to take into consideration that people are stressed out. All right. What?
This coming Friday, we're inviting here all our friends from the groups for a special Friday in which we're going to have the portion of the week. We're going to study the portion of the week in the afternoon, and then we have a festive meal, and we're inviting also the women and also the men to come here to the study hall. We're just asking for one thing, which is to sign up in advance so we can get ready with the quantities of food, with our place, with the chairs and everything. So really, it's going to be something very special for the first time here. And we're inviting everyone again, all our friends from all the groups, this coming Friday.
I'm good. Good. From the ruin, we will resurrect this new thing. All right?
Announcements. The evening lesson you're invited to watch today at 5:30 p.m. Israel time, live with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. New courses in the campus of Kabbalah Al-Am. We're going to have introductory lectures today, on Tuesday, the 30th of July, in Petah Tikva, Shoham, tomorrow, the 31st. And for details, 1-700-509-209 or KAB-COIL. From Unity to One, the Moldovan Global Convention. We're inviting you all to come from the 6th to the 8th of September. For registration and additional details, enter kabbalah.info/convention. We will conclude with that. Thank you and good day. I got a problem.